Revelation of the Revelation, Tablet 30, Chapter 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Revelation 19, verse 1. When it becomes apparent that the pursuance of Maya leads to no true gain, but to complete destruction, then salvation comes, and glory, honor, and power will be unto the Lord our God. Alleluia will be given to Him. At this time, many will be saved and reach higher consciousness, heaven. Then man will praise the Lord, Allelu equals praise be to, Yah equals God. For true and righteous are His judgments, for He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of His servants at her hand. Revelation 19, verse 2. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up for ever and ever. Revelation 19, verse 3. Now many people will be in their higher natures. The spiritual forces will surpass the egoistical ones. This will make it possible to guide others to the higher consciousness easily. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Revelation 19, verse 4. All the universe will worship God because of His judgment and the beautiful plan He has made for humanity to reach this point. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him both small and great. Revelation 19, verse 5. All should praise and worship God, the One, the Praiseworthy, the Adorable One. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia! For the Lord God Omnipotent reigneth. Revelation 19, verse 6. Praise to God has been given by the people in their higher natures. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. Revelation 19, verse 7. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Revelation 19, verse 8. And He saith unto me, Write, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And He saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Revelation 19, verse 9. It is now the time that the Lamb, the Spirit of the truth, or the one who has reached higher consciousness, or Christ, or the who overcame the lower nature and was slain, and then knew the reality behind this universe, marries with his wife, which is the real way and the truth of higher consciousness. And blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Blessed are those who understand this truth. They will be in higher consciousness and will be called to the supper of the Lamb, which means they will be in pure consciousness. And the truth that comes to the earth is the marriage ceremony of the Lamb, because that is what Christ, the Spirit of Truth, the soul of the human, wants to see established on earth. When it comes, those who have been invited to it have overcome their lower natures and are in their higher natures, will be blessed. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of worship God. For the testimony of is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10. You should not surrender yourself to anything else but him, the formless, nameless, and invisible God, and the divine path to him, which has come through his Son and is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Revelation 19:11. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Revelation 19:12. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Revelation 19:13. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Revelation 19:14. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. Revelation 19:15. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation 19:16. The kingdom of heaven now will come, and the ones whose name is called the Word of God will be prepared to establish it. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come, and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God. Revelation 19:17. That ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. Revelation 19:18. These people will fail, and they will be smote down by this truth. They will be cast out to the darkness, and their flesh will be the feast of the fowls and the beasts. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies, gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse, and against his army. Revelation 19:19. The fight will start between those who follow the beast, the desires, and the Maya, and the truth, which is like a two-edged sword, which has come from the mouth of the one that sits on the white horse. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceiveth them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Revelation 19:20. The truth will be revealed even to the kings and those who have not understood it. The beast will be taken away, so the tools that make the people fall into Maya will be taken away from them. They will be burned, and the people will no longer have those tools, the things that attract humanity to the Mayistic and egoistic pursuance. Through tribulation and the spiritual powers of the saints, this will happen. The beast, desires and attachment, will be taken away from humanity by the elects. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Revelation 19:21. The remaining will be slain. The lower nature of the human which remains will be slain by the truth that comes through the mouth of the Lamb, and they will realize and reach higher consciousness, which sword proceedeth out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. So this lower nature will be killed by the sword of his mouth, truth.